Those seeking relief from high food and housing prices are increasingly turning to local food banks and soup kitchens, which say they're seeing new faces every day. While the Rainbow Kitchen fills the bellies of those who turn up for a meal, serving 10,000 meals a month, it also aims to feed their souls by offering friendship and support. Every week, from Monday to Friday, the community kitchen opens its doors at 8:30 a.m., with volunteers cooking and serving hot breakfasts until they run out of food for the day. Guests include seniors, those in low-income and working poor families, the temporarily unemployed or unemployable, and those dealing with mental health or addiction issues. Users can also shop for free groceries at a market-style food bank, with shelves filled with food rescued from grocery stores, farmers, and food wholesalers. The food sharing program is open 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. weekdays. The pandemic sparked an increase in demand for the Rainbow Kitchen, which was founded in 2010 and receives funding from the Times Colonist Christmas Fund. This year's campaign, which has a fundraising goal of $1 million, has raised $818,402.31 in donations from 2,669 donors so far. In just the last 6 months, demand has spiked by 20%, said Tracy Chowan, distribution and logistics supervisor for the Rainbow Kitchen. She said the organization, which began with a group of parishioners at an Anglican church offering free coffee, tea and sandwiches one day a week, is now seeing more families and younger people. "We're seeing the working poor. We used to serve 100 a day, we now see 250 some days," said Chowan. "We make it work thanks to great partners, such as the Times Colonist Christmas Fund. Cash in hand gives us better buying power, so that we get better prices on items such as 50-pound bags of rice or pasta." The fund is even more important this year, as the registered charity has seen a drop in donations. "The pandemic heightened food insecurity in the community, with inflation hitting right after," said Chowan, who coordinates incoming donations and various community food share programs. "We rely on the generosity of others to make this work and have food on hand for those in need." It's a similar story for the Mustard Seed, which has the largest food bank on Vancouver Island. Last year it distributed approximately 600,000 pounds of healthy, fresh and sustainable food to individuals and families in need, the equivalent of 480,000 meals, or more than 1,300 meals a day. Tresca Watson, director of operations for the Mustard Seed, which was founded in 1975, said the need is the highest she's seen in 40 years. "We're seeing new faces across every demographic group," she said. "Daily, we are seeing the impact of inflation on individuals and families and how many are having to choose between a roof over their head and putting food on the table. We are seeing more seniors and more double-income families seeking help." She said that contributions they receive from the Times Colonist Christmas Fund help sustain their Christmas Hampers program, which includes all the ingredients to fix a Christmas dinner along with a new toy for those with children for 1,200 families, couples and singles in need. "Donors to the Mustard Seed have themselves been squeezed by inflation," Watson said. "Donations are down. Donors are telling us that they want to help, but they are affected by the higher prices they have to pay for their own groceries." Watson said money from the Christmas Fund helps the group to purchase fresh milk, canned tuna and peanut butter, items that are both nutritious and popular with families. How to donate to the Christmas Fund? You can donate by going to the Times Colonist Christmas Fund webpage at tcchristmasfund.com. That page is linked to Canada Helps, which is open 24 hours a day and provides an immediate tax receipt. Or mail a check to the Times Colonist Christmas Fund, 201-655 Tyee Road, Victoria, BCV9A6X5. You can also use your credit card by phoning 250-995-4438 from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday.